Beautiful one, welcome to the October blue full moon. This opens up a powerful, rare opportunity with this blue full moon as we close out the month. We open the month with a full moon, we're closing the month with a full moon, and this is all about riding the wave of everything that we have been working out and realigning deep within not only ourselves, society, core connections, culturally, and sandwiched in the middle of this was the super new moon starting Mercury retrograde. So Mercury retrograde is going to end after the weekend. So we're having a deep, powerful, integrating month, and I really want to invite you to take the sacred time to tune into what is true for you in your own personal alignment and your own personal sacred moment in this time. Miraculous healing and transformation is right here and available. You can ride this boosting wave in making this significant change that we're all being called to show up for, to see, to speak, and to live into being. So this unique boosting time gives us three major focuses: completions and clearing. If you look to your life, what cycles have been completing, closing down, and opening up space for a clearing? This is for the new that wants to come through. Fears will arise. It is natural for fears to arise as we are moving into the new. That is to clear and make space to deepen our own faith for what wants to come through. Clear the energy and hold that emotions for what has been completing that need to go and allow closure to clear. Declare this clearing and completing to what's ready to come next for you. This is not about finding what's wrong in yourself, in the world. This is about finding what you're going to be turning towards. That is one of the powerful focuses in this blue full moon, is what are you turning towards? What are those commitments that are centered in your change? We are centering a big change about the way we relate to each other, with ourselves, with our behaviors, with our power structures, and even finances in our personal worlds, in our external world, how we're relating to the deep loves that surround us in our life on our intimate level, primary families, and extending out into the world connections. What are those new commitments that you're turning towards that is true to you in this new paradigm that is arising? In the relationship that you have in every life area, what are you clearing of the old for the new commitment-centered changes? When I say commitment-centered changes, this is that core connection to the truth of your own soul-charged life, that real connection. Everything else extends as bodies of our life that the soul inhabits, lives in. Our physical bodies, our relationship bodies, what I like to call our worldly worth bodies, how we're showing up in the world with our roles, with our activism, with the way we exchange our value, which then extends to money. What are those new commitments that are truly centered in the relationship change that holds the power for something to you that you're ready to commit to? For yourself, for each other, for the world. What life area or life areas has been asking the biggest committed center change for you? This is about what you're turning towards, which is a powerful, mighty focus that we're coming into. We are going to transition out of this deep, messy, chaotic, static time. Regardless of what externalizes in the outcome, let's say even in the election, by us making our own new commitments of what we're taking a turn towards in our new envisioned future, as we offer the old toxic ways to complete with closure. This is a powerful time for miraculous impact to happen, because we're making a demarcation, a definite decision. There's power that rides in that. For whatever has been heavy, that has been hard, that has been hurting, that has been long held, that's had a grip, and you're ready to cross the threshold, to turn towards what is needed in the change that you seek. Not that you're seeking and grasping this change, but you're knowing it from the soul-charged truth of who you are. This powerful time of releasing is a renewal to rise to something that is miraculous, that is here for you in the fullness of your being. The full moon coming on the close of the end of this month and Halloween can offer powerful truth to be in the transcendent rising beyond getting tricked into the illusions of the gripping fear that wants to hold us captive, collapsing that core connection to what we're here to do and create with each other, from deep within ourselves and out in the world. This is where you're going to take your pen to paper. You're going to write it right. You're going to clear what has been entering into your own container that doesn't belong to you anymore or has outlived its time. And anything that stays in the containment of what no longer serves becomes stuck, stagnant energy. And even whatever we're holding that needs to be released in the truth of our dreams of what we need to turn towards, that becomes to get to be a heavy burden that we carry. So we're releasing so much in this time that we're being asked to rise within our deep, truest, soul-charged. When I say soul-charged, it's that true, inspired, in the spirit of you, self, of your contribution, your collaboration, your connection, of what you're here to give and receive. This is the persona of the character of who we are and how we're showing up in the world. I like to call that like the breath of our soul. It's how we give and receive. This full moon, as always, is about a deep aligning time. When the sun, the moon, and the earth are in natural alignment, it calls us to recalibrate into our own alignment. And when we're in a Mercury retrograde, it's a slowing down and a rewinding because we're setting a new story. But this new story is pivotal in a paradigm shift and the progress we're making in our own individual integrated lives and how that is contributing and collaborating out into the connection with the world. This is powerful. And you showing up to that truth for yourself holds the ability to become a frequency that gives a faith and a focus to the world naturally. It puts you in alignment with how nature right now isn't in the drama, trauma that's going on out in the world. So when we hit a deeply aligning time in nature, which is what we're in right now, we have the ability to align into that truth that's beyond what would be the continued aggravation and noise of drama and trauma that only keeps us contained within hurting activations, triggers within ourselves. Let's clear that. Let's make those soul charged, centered commitments to what you're turning towards, to what you're letting go that has now reached its time of completion and clearing, and what you're ready to renew in your own rising. Welcome this new time from deep within yourself. You are powerful beyond measure, and we need you now. We need you in that deep, truthful, heartfelt, desired heart to show up to what's alive inside of you that's ready to be lived more fully as we all carry each other into this new paradigm. And in closing, I want to share with you Jean Houston's words that she shared on an Oprah Super Soul Sunday years ago. It struck me as so much of the truth of this call of the times that we're in right now, that when the catalyst of COVID began, this is what I had said. This state of emergency is our emergent agency that's being asked of each and every one of us. And this was the quote that I said is here for us. And it is now more timely relevant as we transition to what we're turning towards for our future. Her quote is, "The world needs a sense that we are all in it together. I believe we are here with a deep purpose to become all that we can be. I believe we are headed ultimately in the right direction. I believe we've been given sufficient stress, crisis, and complexity, and consciousness to do things that are beyond our imaginations, larger than our aspirations, and more complex than our dreams. I believe in you. I believe in me. And I believe in this most potent moment in human history. It is our time to write the new story ahead. And as we use this full moon to close down and give clearing to the old so that we may embrace what we're turning towards and the future and that true commitment that becomes our demarcation decision that then brings into alignment the soul charged energy that is here for all of us to shine brighter, to rise higher, more fuller, and expand it. You, my beautiful one, are here as a remarkable soul to give the light, the truth, and aliveness. And your aliveness comes from bringing those true, radiant dreams alive. What's next for you? What's this new cycle? What is this new chapter? I love how Brené Brown says, when we own our story of all that has led to this moment in time right now in our own personal individual lives, we get the ability to write the ending. Because we're not running from the past. We're actually standing in our deep soul posture of this moment in time and writing the next chapter, how it moves forward, the progress. And we need this as we move into the new paradigm structure that needs the progress, the pathways, the openings for each and every one of us to show up. In November, I'm going to be running a 21-day mantra challenge experience on the prosperity pathway for this very reason. We need to be showing up on the pathway of our prosperity, pro the spirit of you. That's what prosperity means at the core of its essential energy. I love the prosperity pathway so much because it's such a simple way to stay in the energy of what November has, which is being in the gratitude and the blessings of the prosperity that lives in the truest baseline of life. You, my beautiful one, show up, speak up, start with yourself, let your soul speak and be heard, and that sacred connection to what wants to come forth next, allow it. Let the light shine, beginning with you, and surrender it to the light and alignment of the full moon experience. Rituals give us powerful, potent moments to make energy transitions. And by showing up for your own sacred full moon ritual here at the end of October going into November, you can help carry this change, this catalyst, this threshold by beginning with what it is for you into this new paradigm story that we're all writing together. I love you. You matter. Your dreams matter. Let's walk together into the best that's yet to come. Life wants to become more of its beautiful, essential self. And you are connected and deeply a part of it. Namaste, my beautiful one. Namaste.